April 8, 1922, the Most Holy Trinity concurring in the creation of man. Sorrow of Jesus in seeing the will, the intelligence and the memory of man deformed. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking about the sorrow that my sweet Jesus suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, when all of our sins presented themselves before His sanctity. And Jesus, all afflicted, told me in my interior, "My daughter, my sorrow was great and incomprehensible to created mind, especially when I saw the human intelligence deformed, the beautiful image of myself which I reproduced in it, no longer beautiful, but ugly and horrid. I endowed man with will, intellect and memory. In the first shown my celestial Father who, as primary act communicated His power, His sanctity and His height, through which He elevated the human will, investing it with His own sanctity, power and nobility, leaving all currents between Himself and the human will opened, so that it might be enriched more and more with the treasures of my divinity. Between the human will and the divine there was neither yours nor mine, but everything was in common, with mutual accord. Man was our image, our own thing. So, He veiled us. Our life was to be His. Therefore, as primary act it constituted His will free and independent, just as the will of my celestial Father was, as primary act. But how much has this will disfigured itself? Free as it was, it became the slave of most vile passions. Ah, it is the beginning of all the evils of man. It can no longer be recognized. How it decayed from its nobility. It is disgusting to look at. Now, as second act, I, Son of God, concurred by endowing man with intellect, communicating to him my wisdom and the knowledge of all things, so that by knowing them, he might enjoy them and delight in what is good. But, alas, what a bilge of vices is the intelligence of the creature. He has used knowledge to deny his Creator. Then, as third act, the Holy Spirit concurred by endowing him with memory, so that in remembering so many benefits, he might be in continuous currents of love, in continuous relations. Love was to crown him, embrace him and permeate all of his life. But how saddened the eternal love remains. This memory remembers pleasures, riches, and even to sin, while the sacrosanct Trinity is put out of the gifts which it gave to its creature. My sorrow was indescribable at seeing the deformity of the three powers of man. We had formed our royal palace in him, and he had cast us out.